This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was one called No Name by Picastro off of their album Red Ear Blues, and before that, the song called Ghostless by Escape the Day off of the album, also called Ghostless. And I had initially picked the Ghostless track and then wanted to find something appropriate to play after it. And that was sort of how I structured the entirety of the playlist tonight. I'd pick a very long track and then find something relatively short afterwards that would tie in nicely to the previous track. And that was sort of a fun exercise. I always try to link the songs together in some way, but that felt somehow different, I guess because of this like bigger difference in time. Anyway, both slow, sad tracks, and I think I made a good decision in pairing them together. And this half hour in particular will be a little more sad than the last one, a little bit more contemplative, and yeah, I'll leave it at that for now. So there's a triplet of songs coming up next, beginning with a song by Monopot.
I live
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, now coming to an end, with the last song having been Rejoice by Pedro the Lion, off of their album Control. Before that, Waterfall by Kepler off of their Waterfall album. And before that, Balm of Bliss by Monopot off of their EP, Terrain. And that's it. I think the perhaps the saddest part of the hour, which I'm kind of happy with in an ironic way. And yeah, again, it reminded me of the early days of my radio show and how different it was to be alone in the radio station doing everything live. And especially the part of like just sitting there all by myself and listening to the tracks play out and waiting for the moment to jump back in and actually record my portion of the show, like the actual speaking component. And I was wondering how I could replicate that at home. I mean, I sit here and I listen through the songs, but often it's easy to end up being distracted or, you know, even the jump from sitting here and then, you know, fiddling with the tracks, deciding when to cut in the audio for my recording is different from the way it works doing things live and sitting there and just like immediately clicking in. And I prefer being able to control the music more from home like this, but it is a pretty different experience not to do it live. And I'm not sure how much that affects the actual content of the show, the way that I talk, or the music that I choose as well. But who knows, eh? I've been doing this longer than I ever did the live stuff, so it's a little bit of a strange question for me, and something that I reflect on a lot. Anyway, that's the end of the hour. Thanks for listening, and have a good week.